Governor Mike Dunleavy's agenda for his first year in office is ambitious, paying a $3,000 permanent fund dividend and balancing the state budget through massive spending cuts. With the legislative session winding down, Dunleavy has gotten traction with some of his ideas, but many others have stalled. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports on how much the governor has delivered.
Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy was elected in November after running on a platform of change. That message continued into his first legislative session. In February, he unveiled a budget that would dramatically shrink the size of state government.
I promise to fix our budget, and I will keep my promise to Alaskans. We will fix the budget, and we will fix it this year.
Fast forward 3 months, and big pieces of Dunleavy's budget proposal have been discarded, not just by the mostly Democratic House majority, but also by the mostly Republican Senate majority. Dunleavy's goal of a $3,000 PFD is still up in the air, but lawmakers have rejected his plans to slash state spending on healthcare, schools, and the state university system. They haven't advanced his proposed constitutional amendments on budget matters, and they haven't even held hearings on his bill to divert nearly $500 million in oil tax revenue to the state away from cities and boroughs. Zach Fields is a Democratic representative from Anchorage.
Clearly is. Budget proposal effectively didn't garner any support, and I think you've seen a lot of skepticism about his amendments to pretty radically change the Constitution.
Lawmakers have also been slow to move on a package of tough-on-crime bills proposed by the governor. But those ideas have shown signs of life in the past couple of weeks, and Field says he and other lawmakers want to get some of them done before the legislative session wraps up. Dunleavy's administration hopes so, too. Here's Matt Shukero, Dunleavy's spokesman.
They're running close to the end, but there's still time to address some of these concerns that the governor has, and that's why he's meeting with lawmakers and leadership on a regular basis, sometimes daily.
The governor's office is still pushing to see more of his bills and initiatives get across the finish line this year. But Kathy Geisel, the Anchorage Republican who's president of the Senate, says Dunleavy can still declare victory even if that doesn't happen. The governor's proposals may have drawn sharp backlash from Alaskans who oppose sharp spending reductions, but Geisel says they've sparked new public awareness and debate about how the state is spending its money.
It's at the kitchen tables of families, and that's never been achieved before. Now, if you look at items, bulleted lists of the things he's asked for, yeah, they haven't been checked off yet. But they are still under discussion, and that's a huge accomplishment.
Even if Dunleavy doesn't get everything he wants from the legislature, like a much smaller budget and much larger PFDs, it doesn't have to amount to a big political loss. Instead, he can blame the lawmakers for failing to get the job done. Pat Porchot once worked as a top deputy to former Democratic Governor Tony Knowles.
That's exactly what happens oftentimes in the world of politics is, I tried to get you a $3,000 dividend, but the legislature balked, and you need to hold your legislators accountable. You know, sometimes that goes a ways in explaining why you didn't deliver on your promise.
Dunleavy can always return to his agenda next year, but also the session isn't over, and lawmakers can still pack a lot of work and a lot of bills into the legislature's closing days. Shukero, the governor's spokesman, points out that Dunleavy still has some levers at his disposal. He says Dunleavy won't hesitate to call lawmakers into special session if he feels like they haven't made enough progress on criminal justice legislation.
If the legislature fails to address these critical issues, he's not going to let them go. He's going to make sure that we focus on the stuff and address these issues.
Meanwhile, if lawmakers decide to pay a PFD of less than the $3,000 that Dunleavy wants, the governor doesn't have the power to put that money back. But he does have authority to reduce spending on other programs through his line item veto power. He hasn't ruled out that step either. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.